Well, good morning. Brock Hunter.
Hot.
Breath. What's up, man? How you doing?
You're already hot and sweaty. Get your hot breath off of me, man. I can feel it. I feel the heat coming off of you, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Sweaty, sticky breath, man.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Good Lord. Anyway, it's 6:10. We got to keep it moving. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Good Lord. Okay, yeah, this will work. This is definitely WTF. A 61-year-old guy in Myrtle Beach, that's in, what? Is that in South Carolina or North Carolina? I can't remember.
South Carolina, I think.
It doesn't matter. It's south of the Mason-Dixon line. They're crazy down there. Anyway, his name is Fred Funye, and he's been dating a 27-year-old woman for about 4 years. Nice. There you go, Fred. All right. Around 5 months ago, they moved in together, and now they're engaged. A happy couple, or so they thought. They thought they were a happy, engaged couple. Turns out, she was dead wrong. He proposed to her at Walmart, which, I mean, that's not relevant, but, you know, just classy details in there. But their fairy tale romance might be on the rocks after he came home drunk Sunday night and started a fight about her not doing enough, quote-unquote, favors for him. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Okay. It ended up with him throwing a bucket of pee at her.
What?
Okay.
A bucket, huh?
Question. Like a bucket. I don't know how big of a bucket. I don't know if it's like one of the Home Depot 5-gallon buckets, what it is. I'm not sure why Fred does this, but he keeps a bucket in the house that he uses to relieve himself and I guess also decide to use as a weapon.
That's a sign. That's a sign. I mean, unless he's got a problem. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
If you got a problem.
No, there is no reason for a guy.
I'm talking medically.
Even medically, they have, you could get adult diapers. You could find other ways other than just keeping an open bucket around the house. This should have been the biggest red flag or yellow flag, I guess, in the relationship. Like, okay, you get to know yellow someone. Flag. You're like, oh, okay, things are working out. He's great. This is fantastic. I'm not going to let the 40, you know, almost 40-year age gap, you know, deter me from this. As soon as she moved in with him and saw that he just had a pee bucket laying around for emergency, she'd have been like, yeah, this isn't working out. I'm going to go now. He was passed out when the police got there, so they had to wake him up, and he claimed he didn't do it, but the police report describes her clothes as soaked. Oh, my God.
What? This is, yeah, it's terrible, man. Could you imagine getting showered? Oh. Jeez, lady. Yeah, you need to get a divorce. Find somebody else without a bucket full of pee.
Like, I would not, if Kiki got to know me, and then when she finally moved into me, I had a bathroom bucket that I'm like, oh, no, don't worry about it. That's just my pee bucket. She should have ran for the door screaming. Be like, no, thank God I found this out right away, because I am out of here, buddy. Yeah, here's the ring back. I will see you later.
It's a house smeller.
Yeah. Oh, can't smell good. Can't smell good if you got a pee bucket hanging around.
I get, you know what, you're right. It's a tall tale sign.
Yeah.
You know, if you're about to get married, just take a lap around the house, look for some loose buckets.
Look for that. Look for that. Brian Reed said, best golden shower she ever got. Brian, you know what? This is a family show, for God's sakes.
You know what?
Oh, Brian doesn't have a pee bucket. Okay.
Brian, they wouldn't say that on the Reading Rainbow, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
No, we say it
they
here.
They would not. They would not. All right, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
Lane Automotive, a leader in performance automotive.